okay, somebody slipped down the ice and fell on his face. You say he fell
flat.
Or in what direction?
Forward.
Okay. And if he landed on his tail end, he would...
Backward.
Okay.
Backwards.
Okay, he fell.
Backwards.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, what might you call the trenches cut by a plow?
The trench? I guess.
Okay. Okay, if you had a, like if you were living on a farm and got a good yield one year, you might say, we raised a big, what?
Big crop.
Okay. Okay, if you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what to it?
Cleared it.
Okay. Would you have to know what you would call the second cutting of clover or grass?
No. Okay. Second generation.
Okay. What might you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Dead grass.
Okay. How about a crop that hasn't been planted that was like left over from the year before? Do you know what you would call that crop?
No.
Okay. Okay, what would wheat be tied up into?
Tied up into bundles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Then the bundles are tied up or piled up into
stacks.
Pardon me?
Stacks, I guess.
Okay.
Oh no. Bales.
Okay. If you had a good crop one year, you might say we raised 40 what?
Bushels.
Okay. Okay, what do you do with grains to separate the grain from the rest of the, you know, like the stalk? Okay. Okay, if a person has not, okay, if a person ran 5 miles, and then he had to stop, you might say 5 miles is what?
All, you know that? All that he can do?
Okay. If some friends of yours and you were coming over to see me, and you talked to me on the phone, you might say, blank and blank are coming over. If you didn't want to use names, you'd say who and who.
He and she.
Okay. But if you and a friend.
He and I.
Okay. Okay, if somebody's been to a party and started to leave and you were asking about, let me rephrase that. Okay, if their car was out in the road, you might say to them, someone's going to run into whose car?
Yours.
Okay.
Your car.
Okay.